Juneau City Attorney Amy Mead briefed about a dozen city officials Wednesday afternoon on the crime bill, SB 91.
The commission recommended that there be a reduction in pre-adjudication length of stay and a cap of overall incarceration time for people who were found to be violating conditions of release. Number 11, the commission found that the in-prison sex offender treatment programs were very effective. Probation parole had dramatically increased since 2005. The commission recommended reducing the maximum lengths for probation terms. So that was incorporated in SB 91. We used to have...
Mead summarized the more than 20 recommendations listed in a December 2015 report from the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission. Many of the commission's recommendations were implemented in SB 91.
Laundry list of efforts that I am making, trying to figure out how to move forward. Do you have any questions?
Juneau Assembly members had a lot, ranging from funding to prosecutions.
We're tasked with finding creative alternative sentencing options, and I, off the top of my head, do not know what those things look like. So we're trying to do some research, trying to figure out what have other communities that have gone through this, what have they used?
After the meeting, Mayor Ken Kelch said it's clear that there's more work ahead.
My reaction after listening to that, there's more dark areas than there are light areas. So there's more things we don't know than we know. So it's going to be a trial by error situation from what I can see, at least at the start, trying to figure out exactly what this bill means and what it means for the city.
Kelch said he found the consequence of failing to fulfill community service requirements confusing. Previously, if someone was ordered to do community service for a crime instead of jail and refused to do the service, they would go to jail. Under SB 91, Mead says that's no longer the case. The court can still fine them. But Kelch says it's unclear what will happen if the offender can't or refuses to pay the fine. Juneau Police Chief Bryce Johnson also attended the meeting. He says some of his officers are frustrated and confused with some aspects of the bill.
They're getting a lot of calls right now. I mean, people found out, hey, you can't get put in jail for a property crime under $250. Gosh, I'll go out and do more. So we've got a lot more calls than we did before because that seems to be at least a short-term response. So they're feeling the pinch of it. They're certainly feeling an increased workload.
If the bill is effective, it might also lessen the likelihood of repeat offenders. But in Juneau, there are a lot of seasoned ones.
Repeat. A lot of the people that we arrest, they've been arrested many, 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 many times. And so, if the state and the service providers can figure out a way to keep them from offending again, I'm all for it. Don't misunderstand me. I think that's a great idea.
He says he respects the intent of the bill, but things still need clarification.
Well, a lot of it is this was a sweeping change to the criminal justice program that happened pretty quick. It's like, okay, and today this is what's going on. And there is still a lot of unknown.
Mead says misdemeanors that used to land people in jail don't under SB 91, which means the city may be able to reduce what it pays the state to cover the jailing costs. It's been about $400,000 a year since 2002. Halfway through the meeting, Assemblymember Jamie Brissell asked Mead a question that seemed to be on a lot of people's minds.
Regarding treatment options, with our lack of community resource centers, what will we do in the interim?
That is a fabulous question, and I don't know how to answer that.
But Mead says she knows other cities have gone through this before and succeeded. In Juneau, I'm Lakedra Chavis.